Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Too much exposure to computers harms academic performance, whether the computers are used at home or at school, according to a large-scale new study by German researchers. Performance in math and reading suffered significantly among students who have more than one computer at home. The study concluded that the mere availability of computers at home seems to distract students from learning. Computers apparently serve mainly as devices for playing games. And what about the use of computers at school? Students benefited from limited use of computers at school, but those who used them at school several times a week performed worse academically, according to University of Munich researchers. They examined a sample of 175,000 15-year-olds in 31 countries. The lead researcher warned parents and teachers, "It seems if you overuse computers and trade them for other types of teaching, it actually harms the student. We should be cautious in thinking that increasing access to computers in the home and school will improve students' math and reading performance." Another problem about computers is that children and young people are facing an epidemic of nearsightedness, myopia, because they spend so much time looking at television and playing computer games. When children spend increased time focusing on close objects, that causes long-term changes to the eyes. Nevertheless, U.S. schools are spending millions of dollars on computers for students and teachers. Maine, for example, is spending $37 million to put laptop computers into the hands of every 7th and 8th grader and their 3,000 teachers. American technology has made life better for all of us, but parents and teachers should understand that technology is no substitute for traditional methods of teaching children to read, write, and calculate, including phonics, spelling, penmanship, and multiplication tables.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your life.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, if you were traveling at the speed of sound and you turned on your radio, would you be able to hear it? Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I opened my email a couple of days ago, and I read a letter to the editor. No, actually it was not to the editor. It was to Jennifer, who is policy director for the American Farm Bureau Federation, and it was from a lady that lives in North Dakota, and she was quite concerned that Farm Bureau did not want to see the border from Canada on the Canadian cattle thing closed. The Farm Bureau has been behind opening the border, along with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I gave Dorothy Ortz a call and found out that we have a lot in common because... First of all, Dorothy, good morning, and it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, top of the morning to you, Derry.
Okay. I say we found out we had a lot in common because Dorothy is, she is a representative in, she's a state rep, both in North and South Dakota, for Biozyme, which is a cattle supplement. It's a VitaFirm is the feed or is a supplement. If I remember right, well, you tell me what it is.
Well, you know, anybody can make a good vitamin mineral mix, and all the companies out there are doing it. It's a commodity. But what VitaFirm has, and it's the cornerstone of everything, is a microbial in it, and that microbial AmaFirm, it really acts like a fertilizer for the rumen. It always stimulates their rumen to make more population and use every cubic inch better.
Okay, now this just happened to happen, but believe it or not, Dorothy, back in 1972, my partner and I started this network, and the very first account we had was signed by the VitaFirm people. What was his name? I thought of it the other day.
Larry Ehlert. My hero. My personal hero.
Right. He was a guy that got us started with an advertising schedule on our network. We had broadcast several months with no ads whatsoever, and Larry Ehlert comes along and bought a spot with us, and it helped keep us on the air back in the early part of 1973, believe it or not.
Really?
And at that time, I was buying and selling a lot of cows, and I had a big old pasture rented down in Henry County, Missouri. That's down around Windsor, Missouri. And we fed VitaFirm to our cows. So, anyway.
So successful today, right?
I used to eat a little of that, too, once in a while, you know. So my rumen has been microbed very well.
Good.
Do you ever eat any?
I absorb it.
Absorb it?
It comes through the bags at you.
I'll
tell you how I know. I had two children, and then I started handling this VitaFirm, and there was a gap of 12 years, and then I had two more.
Uh-oh.
So I give that with a warning.
You're going to probably lose more sales over that.
Well, you have to be careful.
Anyhow, that's not what we're here to talk about. Let me read the letter that you wrote to Jennifer, who is Policy Director for the American Farm Bureau Federation. You say, Jennifer, please communicate to President Stallman. He is, by the way, the American Farm Bureau Federation president, right?
Right.
Please communicate to President Stallman that he does not represent the voice of agriculture as your website claims. The only reason that our American cattle industry and border remain protected is because RCAF was taking care of our business, not the Packers, not Canada, not the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, not President Bush, and no, not even you. I am bitterly disappointed and incensed that you have so little care and concern about our livelihood. We've been Farm Bureau members and President Bush supporters for years, but it looks like much of my charging, because I voted for President Bush and against the North Dakota Democrats, that they care about us and the Farm Bureau doesn't. You need to make sure that, before you support opening the border, that their feed supply and cattle herd really is safe and that our farmer markets are reopened. You don't need to try to make me believe that a cursory guided tour across Canada for a day or two will make our herd safe. If our market is opened before it's safe and before we regain our farmer markets, we will take a bloodbath and you will have that blood on your hands. I listened to this. America must take a leadership role on C-SPAN during the House Ag Committee hearings on the border opening. What makes the United States so arrogant is to think that if we do something or take a position, every other country should too. That arrogant attitude makes us disliked around the world, and we should quit it, and so should you. Sincerely, Dorothy Orts, Arisca, North Dakota. Now, like I say, Dorothy, you've been in this cattle business a long time. You're up there on in North Dakota. You're getting pretty close to the Canadian border. How do most of the cattle feeders and the ranchers in your area feel about this?
Well, I did a little survey of what happened to the market after Judge Siebel's decision, and they're calling everything up, and that's cows and feeder cattle, $3 to $5.
We sold right here in Boonville, Missouri this week, and I don't have the figures, but I just a very reliable source told me they were little featherweights. They didn't weigh but 350. They weighed under 400 pounds, let's say that, but they weighed like over 350. $1.55 a pound. Now, you know, we say, oh, that is high. Yeah, it is. But so are Ram Tough Dodge pickup trucks. And you can't even buy a combine for $100,000 today. So comparatively, they're not high at all. But it's a lot better market than what we had before the Canadian border episode took place.
Well, you know, on that C-SPAN program, this Mr. Bull, who was a representative for Cargill Meat Solutions, said that the market would be better if we didn't have this volatility.
Okay, hang on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here. And yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value, a great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
We have returned visiting today with Dorothy Ort. She is in, she is from North Dakota. But going into the commercial break, Dorothy, you were talking about watching the program on C-SPAN, and someone had said that we have better markets without all of the volatility.
Well, it was a Packer representative, a Cargill man, and I imagine that they like the volatility down. You know,
I was going to say, if it's a Packer, you know what we've heard about Packer buyers all of our lives. If their lips are moving, you know it's not the truth. So
you're a brave man.
Why?
You are.
No, you know, I heard an old gentleman, I know he must have been 85 years old back many, many years ago in the mid-1960s, and we were at a meeting of the River Markets Group in Chicago, and he got up and he said, "These Packers are our mortal enemies." And, you know, he's been proven right.
Hmm.
You say, you've got to have them. Yeah, you've got to have them. But, they're out to get us.
You know, it is not one all industry, just like it's not all one world. You know, they try to make us think that we should be, you know, that we're all in the food business. You know, and the packers and the feeders and the cattlemen, we're all in this business together. Well, we are. But they don't act like they want us to make any money at it.
Well, absolutely not, because if we made a buck or two, that would come off of their side. You know, there's just so many dollars out there, right? And it has to be divided between the producer, the cow-calf guy, the cattle feeder, the packer, and the retailer. And
well, it's nice when we finally get it. You know, I talked to a man last night in Britton, South Dakota, 460 head, and 460 cows. They clipped the brands yesterday. He said, "You know, Dorothy, for the first time in many years, I'm excited about calving."
About calving?
Yeah.
In other words, he thinks this thing's going to be good.
Yeah, and he's excited about the cattle business again.
Well, he's excited about what he hears about on the markets today.
Yep.
And you wait until we get this identification of where all the cattle are ID tagged, remote control stuff in their ears, you know, so that the packer knows where every animal is, and the cattle business is going to be just like the chickens and the pigs. You might as well throw away those cowboy hats and get a baseball cap.
Well, do you remember just in the news this last week about how some company lost someone stole all their identities?
Oh, hundreds of thousands of them. That was Cross Point, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Choice Point.
So what do you think can happen here?
I talked about Choice Point just a few days before this identity theft came up, about how they have billions, literally billions of files on people here in the United States. I guess they've got files on you and I, on everything that we do. And some hackers broke in there and got, they said, 100 and some thousand. Who knows what they got? They probably, if they got 100,000, they probably got all of Cross Point's information. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
And we're back. Dorothy, we were talking about Choice Point and the tags in these cattle's ears, or however they're going to do it. I wouldn't bet it's going to be a tag. Now, I know that they have the tags out, and some people are already using them, and I can't believe people want to do this. I can see where it would be all right for an individual to do it for his own benefit, but to turn this information over to the federal government, and that's exactly what it is, and you know what the federal government's going to do with it. They're going to immediately turn it over to the Packers, because the Packers have bought off the federal government through politicians, through the donations that they make for those running for office and rerunning for office and rerunning for the White House. The Packers have the United States Department of Agriculture under their thumb. They're going to do with them whatever they want to, them meaning the Department of Agriculture. So they knuckle under. And I can't believe that the State Departments of Agriculture are going along with these programs. But anyway, you said this particular rancher said he was happier about calving this year than he's ever been. Do you see that everywhere you go?
I really see a lot of optimism. Ever since Judge Siebel's decision, it's been like a groundswell. There's excitement, there's optimism, and people think, oh, we've got a voice and a vote, and it's making a difference. I mean, everybody knows this border would be open right now if it wouldn't have been for our cattle.
Okay, we do have a voice that we've never had before.
It's definitely a different, I think that I have talked to various of my associates or people I know, and if you want to talk to him, you are able to call up Leo McDonald, and he will return your call.
Yes, he will. In fact,
they're accessible. The people are accessible.
I had Leo McDonnell and Bill Bullard both on the show just within the last few days. Well, when this all took place, I don't remember. One day last week.
Mm-hmm. They're very accessible.
Yeah, you can get a hold of these people, and they're down to earth. They want to do what is right for American agriculture. And here is the one thing that confuses me about. I can't get too excited, and people say, Brownfield, you're just a pessimist. No, I'm not. I've always been an optimist. But when we look at what the multinational corporations are doing, and we see how we have just these three or four packers that own literally all of the beef industry, and we're out here in the cattle business. We are not in the beef business, Dorothy. You know, I fell for that 40, 50 years ago. Cattle people are not in the beef business. Packers are in the beef business. Retailers are in the beef business. We're in the cattle business. And when we see that these multinational corporations are buying or building plants in Argentina, in Australia, in Brazil. Brazil has more cattle than we do. Australia has more cattle than they have people. So this is what we're up against, and this is exactly why I noticed you mentioned in maybe it was the other article I haven't read yet about how it's all right to... it's all right to make the dollar checkoff mandatory, but we can't make the country of origin labeling mandatory. It's because these packers want to bring in all this meat from all of these other countries,
and they don't want people to know where it comes from. And you know what these, you know, they're trying to say that, you know, that these buttons, you know, the electronic ID, it is nothing that you can read. It's nothing you can go out in the pasture and read.
You can unless, if you have the equipment.
Right, but I mean, that's not what it's meant for you to walk, to go out in the pasture and read it with a, really. What it's meant for is really trace back, and yet that's something that the packers will also be able to trace back, but who do they want to pay for them? For these ID tapes.
Well, they're going to expect the producer to do it. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And what good does the producer get out of it?
Well, he's going to be the guy that has to lose a carcass over it. You know, in case of cattle comes up condemned or something, they're going to go right back and say, "Well, we're not going to pay you for that cattle."
Well, I mean, I think the people that we deal with are responsible people, you know, and.
Now,
and
what do you mean by dealing with?
They want to follow. They want to follow their cattle through, and they want to be responsible for them. But you know, they're not the only ones that are going to. This electronic ID is not going to be a big favor to the farmer, to the producer, as much as it is to the other people down the line.
All right, but here's a fellow in South Dakota that's in the cow calf business, and he does everything right. But he sells that calf when it's 6 months old or 7 months old. He doesn't know what is going to happen to it between the time it leaves his place and goes on to a feedlot and then goes to a packing plant. And then if something happens, whose tag's in that calf's ear?
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
He has no control over it once it leaves his farm, but it still has that that farm of origin ID. In fact, they even know what pasture it came out of. If you've got more than one property, see, this is one of the things they tried to do earlier, is set up, and they said they were going to, and they haven't in Missouri. But they said they were going to last summer, if I remember right, that we were going to have our premises number given to us. Well, I haven't seen a premises number yet. But in my case, I would have three premises. Let's take another break, Dorothy. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Jerry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC and the BLM, NAFTA and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west, or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says half of being smart is knowing what you're dumb at, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Dorothy Ortz is with us today. She is a sales rep for Biozyme, which produces Vitafirm, and she represents North and South Dakota. We have a caller or two on the line. Let's go to the telephones. Judy in Tennessee. Hi, Judy. You're on the air.
Hello there, Mr. Derry. Listen, I will be real quick. I heard something on Ag Report this morning, and it was talking about South Dakota, and they said they have to have, as of now, I don't know if I heard this right, the ID microchip in all the cattle in order that are in the feedlots before they can sell them to the South Dakota packing houses. And they also said that way they wouldn't have to have a country of origin put onto it.
I don't know. Do you know anything about that, Dorothy?
Well, to my understanding, there is a new packing plant going up in Huron, and it's called Richfield Farms. And I'm understanding that in order to qualify for certain programs they have, they need to be certified South Dakota cattle. And maybe that's the route they're going to take is the ID, the electronic ID. And maybe that's the route they're going to take to identify their cattle.
So they must be South Dakota cattle. In other words, this looks like some sort of a co-op deal. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a coalition to try to promote South Dakota cattle and in some cases South Dakota Hereford beef.
Yeah, see, they have Oregon Trail beef. I'm just looking at some of these other state programs, but I'm not aware of that, Judy. I sure don't know.
Well, I just heard it, and you know, I was kind of stumbling around here in the dark, and I'm you know how that is, and I thought. What really caught me was they said microchip, period.
Right, right.
And then they said in order for the feedlot cattle to be sold in South Dakota. And I thought, well, you know, I don't have a computer, but maybe someone could look that up.
Well,
I think it's interesting because even though I'm not a farmer, we need farmers.
Well, the multinational corporation doesn't think we need American farmers.
Oh, no.
They think we need farmers in every country in the nation except here in the United States, because here in the United States, we come under environmental laws. We have to pay income taxes. We do a lot of things that other countries do not have to do. They can use hormones and they can use pesticides that we don't have to use. I'm talking not only about cattle, but in about fruit and vegetables and all
right.
these other things. And so they don't care whether the consumer gets a proper nutrition or not. That doesn't bother them a bit. It's the bottom line. It's the dollar line. And, they, meaning the multinational corporations, as well as the United States Department of Agriculture, which is directed by this administration, is trying to put us out of business. There's no doubt about it.
That's absolutely right. I will get off the phone so you can get another person in, but I thought that was an interesting tidbit, especially since I heard it this morning and then you have this lady on.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Judy. You know, Dorothy, you probably know Nita Efforts. I'll bet you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Have you seen her recent article on Will Retailers Share Kill Demand?
I haven't seen that. Where was it?
Well, I don't know where it is. I got it off the Internet.
Okay. I'll have to look for it.
But I know Nita Efforts. I know her brother, Neil, very well.
Saw him at a bull sale the other day.
Oh, did you?
You bet I did.
Well, tell him you've been talking to old Brown Dairyfield.
I will do that. Brown Dairyfield. Right?
Well, Dairy Brownfield, but
okay.
But Neil is the fella that he bought two, and I never saw the cattle, and I didn't know Neil, but he sent me two potloads of Charolais cows back in 1986. That was one of the best things that we ever did. So anyhow, but I know Nita is his sister,
right.
And here's what she says. Each 1,300-pound steer produces about 550 pounds of retail beef at $4 a pound. That's $2,200. And half that income goes to the retailer and other upstream value adders. Farm-to-wholesale spread declined since the mid-1970s as producers and processors became more efficient. The same time, the wholesale-to-retail spread widened. Now, let's look at those figures again. That 1,300-pound steer, and I didn't do that, 1,300-pound steer at 80 cents, let's say, 24, 8, 9, 10. He brings a little over $1,040, something like that, to the feedlot operator, all right? Let's say we hit a good lick, the market's up, and he brings $1,100. That's just half of what he's worth at the retail level, because she says that he's worth $2,200 at the retail level. So here somebody has taken this cow, kept her for a year and a half to 2 years before, well, he's kept her 2 years before she ever has a calf. Then he has to keep that calf for a year and a half, close to 2 years, before it's ready to bring this $1,100. And the retailer is going to get $1,100 out of it the first time it ever hits his store. You see what we're saying here?
That's value added, isn't it?
That's value added. Now, here's what Wayne Purcell says. He is Virginia Polytechnic Institute ag economist. He says producers need to quit viewing the packer as a villain and start directing questions at the retail level. Well, I'm still going to view packers as a villain, and I'm beginning to view more and more retailers as a villain. Because retailers are, we're paying the price on this thing. Our beef checkoff dollar goes to promote beef. You see, it doesn't go to promote cattle prices. It goes to promote beef prices. And it's done wonders. It's done exactly what it's supposed to do. It's got the highest priced beef market we've ever had. But it's not fed back to the cattle. Now, let me go on here. This ag economist from Virginia Polytech goes on to say that the long-term, mainly downward trend to the farm-to-wholesale spread reflects improved efficiency at the producer and the packer levels. He says the spread between the packer and retailer has done nothing but climb. If retailers had just increased their margin in lockstep with inflation, the line would be flat. But it's climbing even after adjusting for inflation. So in retail dollar terms, it's screaming up. The best industry estimates show that the packer profits in the 90s now, and remember, we're already 5 years past the 90s. He says, in the 90s, packers profits averaged $6.50 a head. Now, that's hard for me to believe.
It is hard.
I can't believe that they don't make... I don't know. But I'd say the hide makes that much for them.
You'd think so.
But anyway, for whatever it's worth. Now, this is a lot. It's three-page article that Nita Efforts wrote here. But I thought those were some pretty interesting figures. The fact that at $4 a pound on a 550-pound carcass, that is $2,200 that the retailer sells that for, and it's just twice as much as a steer's worth after he's been kept for a year and a half to 2 years and fed and taken care of. So, you know, it's you can see what's happening.
It would be kind of curious to know which part of that $1,100 that the packer gets and the retailer gets.
Well, the figures that we have here are old, you see. She put them in, and she's quoting this Wayne Purcell. I don't know. I don't know at all. I don't know what... Back when I was doing the livestock markets, I could tell you what boxed beef was bringing every day, but I don't do that anymore, and I've kind of, you know, you let it slip. Mm-hmm. Let me quote you another story here. This one comes from a fellow named, it comes from Tom Glenny Ranch in Judith Gap, Montana, and it's a letter to the editor, so I'm sure he doesn't mind me using his name because he printed it in the paper that way. We are very disappointed, and it goes back to the closing of the Canadian border, or the wanting to reopen the Canadian border. And let's realize that while we know it's going to be detrimental to our consumers as well as to our cattle industry to open the border, Farm Bureau, as well as the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, want to see that border open. And here's what Neil says. He says, we are very disappointed with the American Farm Bureau Federation for their opposition to the ruling by the U.S. District Court for the District of Montana that imposed a temporary injunction on reestablishing trade with China for live cattle. Our fourth-generation family ranch has been very active with Farm Bureau for over 60 years, and we feel they have really let the U.S. cattle ranching industry down. Now, I hear music in the background here, but he has some very good figures on how much beef is being imported into this country, and that's why these packers don't want country of origin labeling. Stand by. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today. For good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
And we have returned. I was reading this letter to the editor written by Neil Glennie from Glen Ranch in Judith Gap, Montana. And he goes on to say the Canadian border needs to be closed until we have all our beef export markets open and that the safety of the beef supply from Canada is not questioned for having BSE. He goes on to say that Farm Bureau seems to think that the sooner we open the Canadian border to all beef imports, then the sooner our trading partners, such as Japan, will follow suit. But in reality, we imported 22% more beef, 1,196,569 metric tons of beef for the year of 2004, of which 355,243 metric tons of beef came from Canada. During the same time frame, our beef export markets were down 75%, roughly a $3 billion deficit for beef trade. So I asked Farm Bureau this: how much more imports do we have to take before our trading partners open their markets due to the Canadian BSE problem? Our overall ag trade surplus has also evaporated from $27.3 billion in 1996 to a projected balance of zero in 2005. Now, I've seen some figures on that just recently, that we now actually have a negative trade balance in agricultural commodities. So anyway, he goes on to say, we hope Farm Bureau will poll their livestock members and start representing the grassroots of their organization. We feel Farm Bureau has been very supportive in protecting our property rights, farm bill, disaster aid, but they need to support mandatory cool, reject free trade agreements such as CAFTA, and to support the continued closure of all Canadian beef products from entering the United States. Are you there, Dorothy?
Yeah, I kind of wonder who got to them.
Who got to Farm Bureau?
Yeah.
You know, you wonder the same thing. I know who got to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That's obvious. But you wonder why Farm Bureau would do the things that it does. Farm Bureau has a history of being a pretty conservative, patriotic organization. But they've done some things lately that certainly I would never have done.
Well, that's what mystifies me about it, really.
All right, you wrote your letter to Jennifer. Why did you, how did you get in touch with her?
I looked up their website, and she was the policy director or something like that.
Okay. So you don't know her personally or anything?
No, I don't. But I just figured their policy needed to have some attention. And I wrote to our state policy director also. I haven't heard back from them yet, but then I haven't checked my email for a little bit.
Back in the 1960s, I worked with the Missouri Farm Bureau Federation. And we did a lot of work at the local level on some fruit and vegetable things that was going on down southeast Missouri. And the local organizations wanted to do this. But boy, when it came from the state organization, they quelled it. So they don't really, I mean, this has gone on a long time that, you know, we don't really care what our members want. It's what we want to do. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland children and youth homes, Heartland recovery programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org. or dial 605-993-6201. And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Regina in Pennsylvania. Hi, Regina. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. I really appreciate what you're doing. But sometimes it wears me out because I feel like we keep fighting the same battles. I just want to say that when the Trade Promotion Authority passed, the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau wrote a letter to the editor indicating how they were in support of the Trade Promotion Authority, which gave power, fast-track trade power, to the president and the WTO. It took our Congress out of the constitutional power that they have to regulate our commerce, our trade. And what it ended up happening from that was that our laws have to change to come in compliance with the WTO. So these farm viewers, I can't believe that they're really that concerned. When they take a step like that, that means they put their ball in that park. When I talk to farmers around here, it's big farms. They're not getting any support for their little farm. So, you know, the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau, who's involved with the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau? You know, who's paying their money into them? You know, we're not supposed to give our money into people who don't support us. And I just want to say real quick, Derry, you would have been really good. I was praying that you would call into C-SPAN the other day. They had Senator Conrad from Montana talking
about...
Yeah,
Conrad Burns.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. His name is Conrad Burns.
Okay, and he was talking about just what you were talking about, the young cows coming from Canada. It's okay. They're small cows. I mean, it was like stuff that you needed to call in, and maybe you consider getting somebody from his office, or even if he...
Well, you mean, was he in favor of opening the barter?
He was real funny. He was kind of playing the game of, okay, people would call in and say, well, we need to protect our farmers, and why can't we just use our own meat? And he said, oh, no, we don't have enough meat. We ship meat to the Pacific corridor. We have to feed other countries, and so we need our Canada meat. As far as that ACE-CON resolution for, I did call my Senator Rick Santorum. Inspector, they both did not support repealing those standards, but I understand from the Trib that it did pass, and he didn't mention this Conrad Burns didn't mention anything about that. I was trying to listen to see what he did on that. But he, you know, Montana's like this lady saying, Montana's wonderful, everybody's happy. But he needs to talk to Derry Brownfield, because Derry Brownfield has a line of people that aren't happy. That, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, Derry. But the farm viewers, to me, they sold out with the TPA. Right now we should be getting out of the WTO. And I went to my congressman, he said, oh, no, we need these international organizations because we're in a war on terror. You know, well...
Yeah, has nothing to do with it.
Well, in his eyes, it is. I told him, well, you mean like Germany or France wanting to sell, weapons to China? Is that what I'm supposed to be, you know, trying to, you know, collide with here? Is it, you know, be in lines with while I make deals with these countries? No, I said, we need to get out of the WTO. And I went over the rule change. But again, Pennsylvania Farm Bureau went ahead and supported that change. So let's just watch where we put our support when we put our support into any groups, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, I have, while we're on the WTO very quickly here, China has exceeded all predictions on textile exports to the United States. In January, China shipped more apparel in certain categories like cotton trousers than it had in the previous year and a half. Just in 1 month it did that. Predictions that China would flood the world market with cheap textiles has already inflamed trade tensions between Washington and Beijing, in part because the Chinese unfairly subsidize their industry and sell their goods at below production cost. In the first month of this year, 12,200 jobs were lost in the United States apparel and textile industries. Now, we've been going out of the textile business ever since we've had NAFTA and GATT. And here we've already got 12,200 just in this 1 month. But it goes on to say that China is selling a cotton knit shirt for $1.71. For you know what Walmart's giving for cotton knit shirts now. Okay. Hey, Regina, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for the call. Dorothy, thank you for the information, and it's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. Go out and sell some Vitafirm there in South and North Dakota. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
at rbnlive.com. You'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.